During the nascence of Lynyrd Skynyrd, the nuts, bolts, and guts of which were assembled at a typical sort of titular hallmark of the Old South, Robert E. Lee High School, a squat building still standing on McDuff Avenue in southwest Jacksonville, Florida, 7 blocks from the St. John's River. Ronnie Van Zant was already a compelling fellow, if not always for the right reasons. In 1965, at the age of 17 and soon to be a dropout, he stood 5'7" and 160 pounds, built like a fireplug, his face round as the moon, his wavy blonde hair streaked almost platinum by the hot sun, and his handsome features usually bloated from the steady stream of beer and junk food he shoved into his mouth, or from a fat lip he proudly displayed. Because of his unrelenting confrontational attitude, his own mother called him the meanest kid in the neighborhood, a good thing to be on the hard scrabble streets of Shantytown, as it was called. He was in scrapes all the time. He was also a crafty, advanced sort of redneck. For one thing, he was sharp, smart, and calculating. When he wasn't bored with school, he made the honor roll. But he was bored, and could regularly be found in dive bars, hanging with the real rednecks, sneaking beers and looking for a fight. When he got one, picked over some imagined slide or challenge, he would sometimes deck the other guy with his bare knuckles. Other times, having been taught to use his dukes by his father, he'd arrange a bout on some dirt road somewhere. He'd go home, get 2 pairs of boxing gloves, his and his old man's, and then give his father's gloves to his opponent to use. In these matches with no referee, Ronnie almost always won, pounding away until the other guy cried uncle. Afterward, they would both return to the bar, the loser buying drinks. As Van Zant described his home turf, it was rough, like the ghetto, black and white, and there was a lot of street fighting, a lot of adventure. Lynyrd Skynyrd are nothing but street people, right straight off the streets, Skid Row. It's very easy for us to relate to that. We can relate to that much more than anything else. The way he said it, he was the street fighting man that Mick Jagger had sung about in his famous detour from Palace Revolution to Compromise Solution. For Van Zant, there was no such thing as Compromise Solution.